Five Instances of Living Up to a Role, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, the position of Ishwar is that of Supreme Consciousness. The Jivas, or the living entities, being parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, are also conscious. Both the living entity and material nature are explained as Prakriti, the energy of the Supreme Lord, but one of the two, the Jiva, is conscious. The other Prakriti is not conscious. That is the difference. Therefore, the Jiva Prakriti is called superior because the Jiva has consciousness which is similar to the Lord's.
Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, Introduction.
1. At least dance.
I don't know what is going on. They are just standing there. They are the only person on stage. The audience is ready for their routine. The others have gone already. The music is playing, but no movement. I can't tell if it is stage fright or if they are simply disinterested. Why would you become a dancer if you are not going to dance? I am not saying I could do the same. I would be nervous beyond belief. I haven't the slightest clue for the first move to make. But if you are going to join this traveling party, you might as well live up to the role. This is what others expect of you. I am sure they passed their training satisfactorily. The other members of the party think that this person is capable of dancing.
2. At least sing.
No words coming out, they keep motioning to the crowd to do something. Have they forgotten the lyrics? Do they have a case of laryngitis? Are they hoping that others won't notice? This is weird. I have never experienced this before. I know that some singers get fussy about the sound system. If they can't hear themselves, they won't sing. It's a prevention mechanism to keep from blowing out their voice. This is a tour, after all. And there are future dates to think about.
3. At least study.
We are spending thousands of dollars a year to send you to this institution. It is highly regarded, one of the top in the nation. People from other countries are desperate to attend. They study for a considerable period of time to improve their scores on standardized tests to gain admission. You are squandering the opportunity. Could you at least put in some effort? Go to the classes. Don't skip them, study with your peers, get help from the faculty. Just do something.
4. At least play.
I don't know why they joined this league with us. They are content with sitting on the sidelines. They don't want to go in, even when there is a need. It seems strange, because in practice they do so well. They are obviously highly regarded. They were basically recruited to join the team. They refuse to enter the games. It has happened more than once. Are they afraid to fail? That seems like a silly reason. At least give it a try.
5. At least inquire about spiritual life. This is the call to action for the human being, as descending from the Vedic tradition. We are in this human birth. No one can deny the reality. Some may argue that there is nothing prior to life and that everything will be finished afterwards. At least make the inquiry. You have the chance to ask these questions. No other species does. They are too inhibited by the body type. Consciousness gets suppressed to a strong degree. We know there is intelligence, based on autonomous movements and the general will to survive. The human being can try to find a way to survive moving forward, after the current lifetime reaches completion. That eternal living relates to their very identity. I should inquire about spiritual life because I am a spirit soul. The Sanskrit is Aham Brahmasmi. Viewed in that light, I am neither a human being, nor a child, nor a son, nor a father, nor a husband. I can change temporary roles, but I will always be a spirit soul. I never entered that identity and I will never lose it. That is the meaning to eternal. I am under the category of spiritual being known as Jiva. The material energy is Prakriti, and the controller of everyone is Ishvara. Jiva is superior to Prakriti based on the factor of consciousness. Prakriti cannot make an inquiry into spiritual life, it is fully manipulated by a superior entity. If I do not inquire into my nature as Brahman, I may as well be dull and lifeless matter. It has taken over my consciousness, fooling me into accepting temporary positions as everlasting. Let me remain a fool no longer. Let me make the inquiry, approach a trusted authority source, and follow procedures to maintaining consciousness and awareness of my eternal, spiritual identity. This knowledge will be the best thing for me. In closing, as superior prakriti to be, since consciousness in me, for inquiry to make, this opportunity to take, for my identity true, and origin of everything who, such that highest benefit to amass, into eternal future to last.